Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Wall of Power Radio Hour. This is your host, Paul Metza. I have a great guest on tonight for the whole show. One of my favorite guitarists in Minnesota. This kid can play. His name's Sam Miltich. He's from Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Up there right on the edge of the Iron Range. And he's got a great new record out called Peasants with Torches. He's driving around up there doing God knows what on the Iron Range tonight, but he was kind enough to take some time to talk to us. Sam, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Paul. I'm doing well.
What's the weather like up there?
Well, you know, right now I'm en route on Highway 65, driving north from a gig I had in Northfield, moving up towards the northern part of the country, but we got blue skies serving Princeton, Mille Lacs region, so we're anxiously awaiting getting back to the North Country.
Great. Where did you play in Northfield?
I played at a wonderful little studio called The Hot Spot.
Okay.
Down there, and I was doing a performance, which is a combination of my original compositions as well as a speech that I wrote about mental health advocacy.
So we're going to get in a little later in the show about mental health issues and how you've dealt with them personally. But recently, and it puts the fear of God in any musician that follows you on Facebook like I do, you've been going through some pretty severe problems with your hearing.
Yeah, well, you know, what wound up happening is on February 16th, I wound up having what's called sensorineural neural hearing loss in my left ear, and I basically went deaf in my left ear, just woke up one morning and it was gone, and
wow.
Underwent some procedures at the Mayo Clinic, and have since had some recovery within the ear, and still within the healing period of things, but yeah, it's been tremendously challenging, but fortunately my right ear is still good, so I'm grateful for that, and we're just moving forward with some pretty creative solutions using my Bose noise-canceling headphones as monitors. Yeah, it's pretty fascinating. We were pretty creative about this, but, you know, in essence, we, for the live performances, mixed the entire band into a board, which then, you know, went out to the house, and then had another board where I had a couple of aux outs, and my headphones essentially worked as monitors for me, and I was able to sort of filter out the crowd noise with the noise cancellation, and had a really fabulous sound man and musician, Tony Axtell, help me. And
oh, yeah. Well, Tony was with great bass player, was with Gerson Keeler for years.
Yep, precisely. And that's how I knew him, was I was on Keeler's show and he mixed that show. And yeah, so he just kind of came to my aid and helped me make these shows possible. So
we, I'd love to hear more about that, not necessarily on this show, but you'll have to send me an email, Sam, because my friend Kenny Jacob, who was the first sound man when Cats on the Stars started playing electric in Minneapolis in 82, ended up going to MIT, took a class by Dr. Bose, and Dr. Bose hired him right after graduation to go to work for the Bose Corporation.
And, oh, sure.
Yeah, and Kenny was, along with another gentleman or two, invented the Bose L1 system, which I know you're familiar with.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, and I play the Bose L1, just absolutely love it. But I'll have to get this information to Kenny. He will be fascinated by what you've been doing.
That's great.
With those.
Yeah, that's a great idea, because, you know, Tony and I said, you know, Tony's like, man, you should get in touch with Bose, because this is kind of a remarkable thing that you've dreamt up here. With doing for live performances, you know, he said you would think that Bose would want to know about this. So yeah, it's kind of on my list of things to do. So
well, you've got my email. So when you get back up north and you get a minute, kind of capsulize it and send it to me, and I'll get it to Kenny. It sounds really fascinating.
That's fantastic. I'd love to do that.
So you have been playing guitar. How old are you and how long have you been playing guitar?
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm 34 now, and I picked it up when I was 13, so that's 21 years,
wow.
I guess. Yeah, it's been quite a journey, I have to say.
Well, And I've seen recent pictures of you at 34. You've got the body of a 33-year-old, so you got to feel good about that.
Yeah, oh, amen. Yeah.
And you've got a nice little family. I visited you when I was in Grand Rapids how many years ago was that? When I was up there at the library with talking about my book, Blue Guitar Highway. But you've got two kids? How many?
Yeah, I got two boys. I got an 8-year-old and an almost 6-year-old.
Wow.
6 on April 25th. So.
And it's got to keep you busy.
We're moving and shaking these days, so.
Right. Well, you come from a very musical family.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us about that, Sam Miltich.
Well, yeah, you know, on my dad's side, kind of a fun connection that you and I share, but my dad's dad, my granddad, Matt Miltich, was a upright bassist and was a product of the wonderful Iron Range music programs that they had, you know, back in the 20s and 30s when he was in school. He graduated from Virginia High School, and he had a orchestra teacher named Vernon Malone.
Malone Hall, phenomenal. The music hall is named after him. When I would go, 3 years of senior high, choir was at Malone Hall. In fact, I have, you would be interested in this, Sam, because I know you love your history. I have a book about the history of Mr. Malone and Malone Hall. And when you go back and you look at the sort of concerts that they were having back then in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, it was phenomenal how cultured the area was even back then.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I heard so many stories from my dad, Vernon Malone, and what a huge influence he was on my granddad and all those students in Virginia. And so, you know, granddad was really well-trained as an upright bassist, and then wound up graduating from the University of Minnesota with a degree in music, and played both classical and swing, because that was the music of the day.
Right.
I grew up with jazz and swing music in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And that was from, you know, the influence of my granddad, and my dad always loved that music as well. And my Nana on that side of the family was a classically trained cellist, very talented musician herself. And then, you know, it was a big Iron Range family, Croatian Catholic family, and 10 kids, and basically every kid played music.
Right.
And, you know, all my family gatherings were my uncle playing guitar in a circle, big jam session, you know.
Well, I've played with your Uncle Tony. He's a great guitarist as well.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how I learned with those guys, you know. It was just joining the family circle and being a part of the jam session, and that's how I learned to play.
What is that other musical family in Grand Rapids that is like you, has a lot of kids and they all play?
Yeah, well, there's the Downing family.
Right, the Downing, right.
Yep, there's the Downings, and then there was the LaPlante family as well. So there are numerous, big musical families in Grand Rapids. So that was always just a part of the fabric of life.
I got to know a lot of those Grand Rapids musicians through my friend Booka Michael. Have you met Booka over the years?
Oh, sure, yeah. Everybody knows Booka.
Everybody knows Booka, yeah. A phenomenal percussionist. He gets back up there to for a month in the summer on that beautiful lake, which is, I'm spacing out. What's that great lake there in starts with the P?
Oh, yeah, Pacagama. Right,
Pacagama, yeah. So he gets up there and plays when he's up there for the summer with his lovely wife, Edith. So... I might have to.
Yeah,
he's always
right.
Inviting me to come up. So when I do, we're going to have to put a little gig together up there.
Sounds like a nice idea to me.
Sam, where did you, what's the genesis of the name of your new record, Peasants with Torches?
Yeah, that's a good question. I have a really good friend who's a visual artist named Tom Page, who's both a sculptor and a painter. And I can't remember how many years ago, 4, 5, 6 years ago, he put on these events that were sort of a multimedia artistic collaboration where we wound up renting a space in Grand Rapids, and he featured his paintings, but then he had other artists featured as well, writers, and then he had a musical portion of it. And, you know, he wanted original music. He titled these programs Peasants with Torches, and he wanted original music, and so I wrote pieces that I felt sort of went along with that spirit. And then I just basically said, you know, Tom, can I use that as an album title? And he said, yeah, I'd be honored if you did. And his painting is the cover art of the album. And, you know, it was through that artistic collaboration that that all came together.
Well, and it's really actually pretty timely, because when you think Peasants with Torches, you know, you think back to the day of the 17th, 18th century when the proletariat are going after those in power. And it couldn't be more timely, really.
There was a little something behind that, I'm not going to lie.
We have Sam Miltich on, a great, actually one of my favorite guitar players in Minnesota. He's got a new record called Peasants with Torches. We're going to listen to this gorgeous tune he wrote called Homesick, and we'll be back. Three more sets with the great Sam Miltich on the Wall of Power Radio Hour.
Number one source of the Twin Cities gay scene is all digital. Follow Twin Cities Gay Scene on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for the Scene Shot email blast for weekly updates and chances to win great prizes. No app is needed to view the bi-weekly web editions of Scene. It's GLBTQ media for the mobile generation. Find it all at TwinCitiesGayScene.com. That's TwinCitiesGayScene.com.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman. You know, Continental Diamond is special for a lot of reasons. The owners are Jimmy and Helene Pessis, a husband and wife team who had a dream to open their own store more than 30 years ago. They've built a business that is the gold standard. The readers of Minnesota Bride Magazine have named Continental Diamond the best jeweler for the last 7 years. Why? Amazing, friendly, no-pressure customer service, a selection of fine diamonds and design jewelry unlike anywhere else, and the fresh-baked chocolate chip cookies are pretty great, too. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Parole, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Does your vehicle need some summertime service? Well, head over to Rudy Luther Toyota. The last thing you need is to break down, especially when you're trying to enjoy the summer. Regardless of where you've purchased your vehicle, Rudy Luther Toyota is your number one destination for auto service and repair. A larger repair or just routine maintenance, easily schedule up your appointment on their website, RudyLutherToyota.com. Drop-off is a breeze, their waiting area is top-notch, and they do the job right. Get your vehicle serviced at Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show, and together, we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
The Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul is the perfect choice for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Offering daily fresh seafood specials, fire-roasted meats, exquisite pizza, and half-price bottles of wine on Mondays and Tuesdays, except on Xcel Energy event nights. Once you experience their cozy fireside dining, extensive wine list, and bar, you'll be back for more. Gift certificates and private dining room for parties available. Located at 253 West 7th Street with plenty of free parking, or online at downtownerwoodfire.com.
Power Radio Hour.
Well, Welcome back to the Wall of Power Radio Hour. This is your host, Paul Metza. My guest for the whole show tonight, great guitarist and Grand Rapids, Minnesota native, Sam Miltich. Sam, you are a huge fan and play like Django Reinhardt.
Yes, yeah. Django was really kind of my first big jazz influence on the guitar.
Tell the people out there in the Wall of Power Radio Hour land who Django was and his importance in the history of jazz guitar.
Yeah, you know, Django Reinhardt was a Belgian-born Roma man. You know, we used to use the term gypsy, but I think Roma is more appropriate. And he was born in 1910, died in 1953. Spent most of his life in France and founded the group, the Quintet of the Hot Club of France, with the great jazz violinist Stefan Grappelli. And Django is remarkably important in the history of guitar in general, because he was really one of the four on the forefront of what we think of as lead guitar playing. And he was, in a sense, led the first guitar band, because he had two rhythm guitars, he was the lead guitarist, and then Stefan Grappelli was lead violinist and then upright bass. So it was an all-string ensemble. And it was, he was doing guitar band before the Beatles were. This is the 1930s.
You know, there was a great, somebody posted on Facebook a little over a month ago that Django came through Minneapolis while he was guesting with the Duke Ellington band.
That's absolutely right. I think it was 1946.
Yeah?
46, 47. I could be mistaken. Right. But yes, he only did one American tour with Duke Ellington, and they played in Minneapolis, of all places. And so, that's sort of a fun little piece of Minnesota history, is that Django actually did step foot within the boundaries of the state of Minnesota. Right. So,
you know, Cats on the Stairs, we used to have a little, we'd occasionally have a little riff we talk about in rehearsals that we go, my spurs went Jingo Django Reinhardt.
Yeah.
Nice. that's inside baseball for musicians. But Sam, now not only was he led one of the first guitar bands, but there was a fire in his trailer, and he only used his first and his index finger and his middle finger to play guitar.
Yeah, that's right.
Hit on his fretting hand, on his left hand.
Yeah, that's right. So he did all of his lead guitar work with, you know, his first and second finger, you know, with his thumb on the back of the neck. And so all of that lead work was done with those two fingers. And then he could sort of use his badly burned ring and pinky finger to sort of mash them across the frets to make chords. So in spite of a very serious physical disability, he still created some of the greatest guitar work ever known, which is really remarkable. So I've been sort of saying, you know, I'm just like Django. I've got about as much hearing as Django had fingers on his left hand. That's what I got in my left ear. So, you know, he didn't give up, so why should I?
Right, absolutely. And Sam, you know, you also put with a certain amount of regularity, you put pieces that you're working on or you've written on Facebook, which are really delightful to listen to, and you put up some Django compositions, which I really enjoy. What I do every now and then, just to screw around, is I will occasionally take those two fingers and try to play Django-like solos without using my ring and pinky. Do you do that?
Absolutely. When I was a teenager, I was crazy enough that I taped my two fingers together to prevent myself from using them. And one of my gimmicks was I learned the entire transcription of Django Reinhardt's 1937, I'll See You in My Dream. And I would play that whole solo two finger style for performances. So, yeah, that was one of my little tricks.
Wow. Now, I know, too, like me, you're a huge Lenny Bro fan.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yes, Sam, you're like me, a huge Lenny Bro fan, one of the greatest guitar players, maybe the greatest to ever come out of Canada, and discovered by the great Chet Atkins.
That's right. Yep. Lenny has been just a mega influence. He's been, you know, an influence on my playing, you know, in recent years, every bit as much as Django was in the beginning years. And, you know, it's, I do use the, you know, fingers instead of a pick on my left hand, but I'm primarily used a pick for most of my career. But beyond that, you know, what I'm really fascinated by is Lenny's harmonic sense.
And, they're incredible. Like
it's just the chords, the inversions that he uses, and these really tight harmonic clusters are what really move me. And so he's just been a massive influence as of late. Been studying his guitar work. And in fact, I just finished a radio documentary, an hour-long documentary about Lenny, in which I interviewed both his daughter and his former bassist,
who
I met at a house concert. Yeah, I was playing a house concert up in Winnipeg, Manitoba a couple years ago, and this guy, Ron Halderson, was there. And I was actually playing with Peter Ostrushko, and Peter said, hey, you might want to meet this cat. He says he knows Lenny. Well, he not only knew him, he recorded with him. So I wound up recording an hour-long interview with Lenny's daughter, Emily Hughes, is her name. And we put it on KAXC up in Grand Rapids.
One of the greatest community radio stations in the country, KAXC.
Fantastic. And we wound up, my hope is to get it on PRI, or excuse me,
PRX,
Public Radio Exchange, and get it out there a bit more, and then also hopefully try and see if the CBC up in Winnipeg would be interested in having that program. So yeah, Lenny has just been, constant inspiration for me.
Well, and you're talking about the literal harmonies with his harmonic sense, but the other thing that cat had going on, maybe more than anybody, was his actual, how he played harmonics on the guitar.
Yes, the kind of harp harmonics, false harmonics. Yeah, where he would grab a chord, and, one of the remarkable things is he would do a false harmonic, 12 frets up from where the chord was, and he would make a harmonic on one string and then pluck the other string naturally and then alternate back and forth. So you have this sort of harp harmonic thing going on. And, he could just keep it going on for days. It would just be endless.
Yeah.
And this sort of ethereal beauty that would just ring out from the guitar. It's just incredible.
You know, I had a guitar student 20 years ago who moved down to Nashville. He was going to make it Nashville. Went to see Lenny Brohl play and a little club. And after the gig, was talking to Lenny. He goes, hey, I just moved down. Like, this is my first night. I'm looking for a place to stay. Lenny said, I'm looking for a roommate.
Oh, my God.
So he ended up moving in with Lenny Brohl. And he brought me a cassette. That he took, I wish I would have copied it, of Lenny sitting around the table at 3 a.m, sitting around the kitchen table playing guitar.
You know, I've heard of these kind of stories from, like different documentaries, about people just saying, he would stay up and play, until like 4 a.m. practicing.
Right.
Like, oh man, I guess, just obsessively trying to figure out, the next piece of the puzzle, so to speak.
Yeah. We've got
that's
Sam.
Pretty remarkable.
Well, he was a complete artist. We have Sam Miletich on. We're going to be listening to some of his new music off his record, Peasants with Torches. Stick around. I hope you're enjoying the Wall of Power Radio Hour. This is your host, Paul Metza.
Number one source of the Twin Cities gay scene is All Digital. Follow Twin Cities Gay Scene on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for the Scene Shot email blast for weekly updates and chances to win great prizes. No app is needed to view the bi-weekly web editions of Scene. It's GLBTQ media for the mobile generation. Find it all at TwinCitiesGayScene.com. That's TwinCitiesGayScene.com.
Imagine cyber criminals waiting outside your network, probing for weaknesses. What if you're next? Well, what if you had a team of experts to navigate you through these what-if waters? Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rymark with a unique offer, a free network security assessment. We'll uncover the hidden threats to your business and provide you with a map to peace of mind. Call 651-328-8900 or go to RymarkIT.com to schedule your free security assessment and stop drowning in what-ifs.
chances are after spring cleaning, you missed a spot. A couple really big spots, like your roof and siding. Run your fingers across your siding. You'll likely get a gross residue. And your roof probably has some black streaks, too. Your roof and siding aren't always easy to clean, but they're definitely the most visible parts of your home that give it its curb appeal. So let Blue Sky Services clean your roof and siding. Blue Sky's safe soft wash method won't cause any damages and will make your home look like new. Right now, Blue Sky Services is running their summer special where you can get your whole house, roof, and siding cleaned starting at only $447. That's the most viewed parts of your home cleaned for only $447. Then mention AM950 when you call Blue Sky Services to get an additional $50 off. So get the curb appeal back on your home and call Blue Sky Services at 952-467-2447. That's 952-467-2447.
This is Gregory Rich, founder of Habitation Furnishing and Design and host of Drink in the Style every Sunday at 5 p.m. You know, on the radio program, I often say that life is the big stuff, but living is in the details. The furniture in your home may be details, but that's where you do the living. So why not speak to one of Habitation's design professionals about making your space the best it can be? Habitation, 4317 Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park.
Visit the wine bar at Cafe Latte and enjoy a unique handcrafted pizza and glass of wine. The perfect place for an intimate night or an evening with friends. Choices range from spicy Italian sausage and sweet roasted peppers to the one-of-a-kind nacho chicken pizza layered with blue corn tortilla chips. The approachable wine list offers over 30 by the glass with special emphasis on wines from Washington State. End your night with one of Cafe Latte's melt-in-your-mouth desserts, 850 Grand Avenue, St. Paul.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Haas. Tonight, clear with a low around 57. Saturday, cloudy with a high near 68. And Sunday, chance of showers, high near 62.
Standard Heating and Air Conditioning's triple savings sale gives you three ways to save up to $2,500 on a new furnace and AC this September. Learn more about these great savings at standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, comfort you deserve.
Welcome back to the Wall of Power Radio Hour. This is your host, Paul Metza. My guest for the whole show tonight, Mr. Sam Miltich, a fabulous guitar player, grew up still based in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. He's got a new record out called Peasants with Torches. Sam, I think it's important to talk about, for the people out there that are dealing with these issues, you are no stranger to mental health issues.
No, yeah, I'm intimately aware.
So tell us about what your journey with your issues.
Yeah, you know, when I was 22, I had a really severe psychotic break, and I had another one when I was 30 years old, and I'm diagnosed with schizophrenia, and you know, I've recovered pretty substantially, though I still have my struggles, and a big part of my life has been mental health advocacy. And you know, I have to say, over the past, you know, 12 years, things have really changed and for the better. Mental health is far more a part of the dialogue of sort of everyday life now. It's mm-hmm. like coming out of the shadows,
right,
so to speak. And, you know, and I feel like I've been, you know, a player in that scene here in Minnesota. And you know, I think, you know, one of the primary issues that's, you know, aside from the, you know, sort of the personal suffering and anguish that comes with mental illness is, you know, just people with mental health concerns being treated on par with other medical concerns.
Sure.
Where it's not something that's being viewed as some kind of character flaw, or, you know, behavior isn't necessarily viewed as something that's flaky or, you know, bad. You know, it's an issue of the brain. And like, even with this issue of hearing, you don't really hear with your ears, you hear with your brain. It's, mm-hmm. it's nerves, you know, and the same is true of mental health. And, you know, one of my analogies that I've used is when someone's in psychosis or someone's depressed, asking them to just act normally makes about as much sense as asking a blind man to see or a deaf man to hear.
Right.
You know, it's the brain, and it's the master control center of human existence. And it's really hard, I think, sometimes for people to grasp that if they haven't had those struggles.
Right.
And so, you know, I've tried to illustrate, you know, my experience. I write about it. I speak about it. And I've kind of used my position as a performing artist to take up the microphone and talk about that experience, one, to sort of help people understand what psychosis means and how they could help a friend or a loved one or themselves, for that matter, you know, and then talk about my own personal experience with, you know, stigma, which we're even kind of moving away from the term stigma and just calling it what it is, discrimination.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And yeah, and you know, it's just another push towards sort of more inclusion and a greater understanding of what I would consider human diversity, because it is a, you know, mental illness is a disability, but it's an invisible one.
Right.
And it's really hard to get compassion or sympathy for something that people can't see. And quite frankly, the same is true of hearing. People can't see it. You know, when someone's in a wheelchair, you can open up the door for them because it's obvious, you know, that needs to be done. But, you know, the same is true for people with mental illness. And one of the things we have to do is if someone were to say, you know, have a physical disability while they're in a wheelchair and they can't maybe go as fast as other people, it sure feels good if someone slows down and walks beside you.
Mm-hmm.
And the same is true of mental health. We need people to slow down and walk beside us and have a sense of compassion about it. And so that's been a large part of my work, and I'm still very dedicated to that. It's a big part of my creative process to write about it and speak about it. And you know, I think it just opens things up for a more compassionate world.
Right.
And I think that's our job as humans, is to care for one another, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have an uncle, Joseph, who's a guitarist and just a phenomenal human being, one of the guys who taught me how to play. And he's a paraplegic.
I know Joe. I've known Joe for years, and I have nothing but respect and love for that guy. Say hi. I haven't seen him in years either.
I just knew that you must know Joseph.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a cool connection. But, you know, he has this phrase. He calls the rest of the world the temporarily able, because these things, you know, they happen to us, you know, like we're in these really fragile mortal bodies, and you know, it's like the jazz standard. It can happen to you, and it's, you know, it's pretty simple. You want to treat other people the way you would want to be treated. So yeah, that's what I can speak to about that issue.
Well, you speak about it very eloquently and bravely. If you don't mind me asking, because for those of us that haven't experienced it, when you're in the midst of a psychotic episode, what is that like?
It's pretty much fear. You know, it's scary. It's like you've lost your bearings on the world. It's for people who have had this experience, it's like an unending, terrible acid trip. That just won't stop. It goes on for, you know, months or years until people get help for it. And you lose confidence in yourself because you can't trust your own perceptions, and you misinterpret things, and everything sort of has bizarre, strange double meaning, you know, where, you know, like for some reason this tree is transferring some kind of bad energy to me, and I don't know why.
You know,
you know, I've had auditory hallucinations, and even recently, like with this issue of my ear, I was given prednisone, a really powerful steroid, to try and help bring back my ear, but it brought on psychotic symptoms.
Wow.
So, you know, sort of in the darkest days of this experience, this physical health experience, there's been a mental health component where, you know, I'm hearing the phantom sounds of tinnitus in one ear, the actual sounds of the world in my other ear.
Wow.
And hearing a choir of angels singing, which is a common hallucination that I've had in the past. And I'm hearing that. So I'm hearing three things all at once. And it's all inside my brain, you know. But Yeah, that's what it is. And the primary thing is there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of confusion and disorientation. And to try and, go about living as a human in the world while you're dealing with that is pretty tough. It's hard to function.
Yeah, no doubt. So your family, I'm sure, is aware of this. If there's oncoming, if there's a episode oncoming, your wife has to be a complete saint, because not only is she married to a musician, she's married to a musician with this affliction that occasionally rears its head.
Yeah, she's a pretty remarkable woman, and fortunately, love is a very powerful thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
is she a Grand Rapids gal?
Yeah, she is. Yep.
Cool.
Yep. Grew up out down by Pequimo Lake there. And, I'm extremely fortunate because I have a really, really strong support network, both in my natal family and as well as my wife's family. And, it takes some time to sort it all out, but we've kind of found a way of dealing, a system. Mm-hmm. It's like we all have these familial issues, that we have to sort out ways of how we get through it.
Right.
And, life is all about adaptation, and that's what we've done as a family, is we've adapted, And that's sort of the name of the game with the whole human experience, is adaptation.
Right.
Because life changes.
And survival.
That's right. Resilience.
Yeah.
We have to be resilient. And because ultimately it's like we either fall down and we don't get back up, and that's not really a very fun option.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like you fall down or get up. Well, I want to keep walking because I want to keep living. I don't know what the other side holds.
We need you here in Minnesota because you're one of the finest guitar players in a state, especially the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. I believe... And I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. I believe that Minneapolis-St. Paul has, and the outlying areas like Grand Rapids with guitar players like yourself, has the greatest acoustic guitar scene in the world.
Well, we're very fortunate, man. We've got a strong, we've got a very strong musical community. Twin Cities has got an incredible artistic community. And, it's got a long history of that, which you know about. You've been on the scene, you've been with these players, and now you're seeing multiple generations of really incredible musicians. I'm one of my collaborators has been Dave Carr, who's in his late 80s.
Oh, yeah, Dave's amazing.
Peter Ostrushko and I played together for years and years. I've played with Dean McGraw. And then just all the way down to, some of my own contemporary players that I play with, Chris Bates on bass. It's just an incredible artistic community. We're very, very fortunate.
Sam Miltich, have you ever had the pleasure of playing, with a man I consider to be the greatest acoustic steel string fingerstyle player in the world, and one of my old teachers, Tim Sparks?
Oh, God. One of my very first lessons that I got as a teenager when I was, getting into jazz was with Tim. He was living over in Frazee, and I drove over to his house and, got a lesson with him. And he knew back in the late 70s, I think my mom knew him. And mm-hmm. She said, well, you should hook up with Tim. If you're playing guitar, I got to hook you up with Tim Sparks. And, we wound up... teaching at a guitar summit in Fergus Falls, where a bunch of Minnesota guitarists of all different genres were teaching, and he and I got to share some time together down there. So, God, he's phenomenal. This is a guy who's taking Russian classical music and klezmer music and putting it onto a guitar. It's remarkable.
Absolutely. Speaking of remarkable guitar players, we're going to listen to Now's the Time by Sam Miltich on his new record, Peasants with Torches. We'll be back one more set with the great Sam Miltich on the Wall of Power Radio Hour.
Hi, this is Chad from AM 950. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the metro. Ryan is so excited about working with AM 950 and our listeners that he wants to help us grow.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. I was friends with Chad long before I started marketing with him. I was a bit skeptical of radio advertising before Chad convinced us to run ads. The advertising's been so successful, we want to help the station grow. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners of AM 950, and we all know how extremely important this radio station is to the community. To help AM 950 grow this summer, Snap Construction will be putting up proceeds to assist the station in marketing on social media. Snap Construction encourages you to follow, engage, share, and interact on the AM 950 social media platforms. Together, we can all work to ensure AM 950 continues to thrive and grow in our communities. We stand by our work with a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee. For a free estimate or more information on our financing, call 612-333-SNAP or check us out online.
Victor's 1959 Cafe in South Minneapolis is a locally owned and operated restaurant offering traditional Cuban food. Open for breakfast and lunch daily with dinner Tuesday through Saturday. For night shift workers, Victor's even has both a morning and evening happy hour, and Victor's now accepts dinner reservations too. Stop in and try some delicious, authentic Cuban cuisine like ropa vieja and seafood paella. Make your reservation and learn more at victors1959cafe.com. Victor's 1959 Cafe, revolutionary Cuban cooking.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Join us for New Beginnings, Saturday mornings at 11, brought to you in part by Vision Loss Resources.
It's the start of our favorite Minnesota season, football season. That's right, with all the hype and action this season brings, we know things can get loud and messy quick. Before you invite your friends and family over to watch the big game, you better call my cleaning heroes at Zero Res to clean up all those fumble moments in your home. Lucky for you, you can score big this month with great savings by getting three rooms pre-treated and cleaned at starting at just $139. But don't forget your air ducts, because this month you can take $50 off your duct cleaning. So call Zero Res today at 952-ZERO-RES. Or go online at ZeroResMinnesota.com and say you want the AM 950 special. And what nothing but new will do, nobody knows floors better than Zero Res. Z Floors by Zero Res, partnered with Mohawk, is offering a fall all pet sale. You can save up to $1,000 on top Mohawk brands, including their number one top seller, the most durable and easy to clean Smart Strand Forever Clean carpet that is perfect for your home with pets and kids. Go to ZFloors.com to learn more about the all pet sale, or call 952-ZERO-RES and set up a free in-home consultation. Make sure to tell them AM 950 sent you.
I'm Candy Broffel, publisher of the Twin Cities edition of Natural Awakenings magazine and host of Green Tea Conversations, a new show for people who are on a journey to take responsibility for their health and play a more active role in their family's well-being. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I interview local experts who share the latest in natural holistic approaches in a fun and informative way. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversation as we awaken to natural health. Visit us at naturaltwincities.com.
Welcome back to the last set on the Wall of Power Radio Hour. Hope you're enjoying this show with my guest Sam Miltich. This is your host, Paul Metz. We just listened to a little bit of Martha's Dream off Sam's new record, Peasants with Torches. Sam, how can people track you down and tell us when you're coming down to the Twin Cities? People would love, now that they've heard some of your music and listened to your story, I'm sure would love to hear you play live.
Yeah. Well, you can always figure out where and when I'm playing. I'm at sammiltichmusic.com.
And that's M-I-L-T-I-C-H.
Yep, that's right. Yep. You can check out where and when I'm performing down in the southern reaches of the state. And you know, this new record is coming out, and we're going to do sort of a you know, an online release here before long. We're going to get some press out on it, and we got it up on CD Baby, where you can, you know, get your physical copy of the CD, or you can do your download, however you do it these days. There's lots of different ways to skin a cat
because
of audio these days. So we're making all of that available, so you can check it out. Just punch in my name at cdbaby.com, and that's going to be there. Yeah, that's how you can get a hold of the record and find out where and when I'm playing.
And our good friend, mutual friend, Rich Manson, was recorded at his studio, Sparta Sound. It sounds phenomenal. Isn't Rich got a cool thing going on up there?
Oh, God, yeah. I just love recording at that spot because, you know, I'm like, what, an hour away from home, and it's just the most chilled and relaxed environment. I've never been happier than I was in that studio recording. And, yeah, kind of fun story. Rich is actually a second cousin of mine.
Really?
His grandmother and my granddad were siblings. They're a brother and sister. And we didn't really know each other until a few years ago. And then we just kind of, I knew his mom, and she just kept saying, like, you got to get together with my son. He's a musician. And we finally hooked up. And now it's like, God, this is like, in terms of how we work together, it's a match made in heaven. It's just phenomenal.
Well, I highly suggest, I've listened to Peasants with Words. It's just a wonderful record. Sam, we've got about 4 minutes left here, Sam. Now, besides being just a phenomenal guitarist, a great musician, and good family man, you've also been taking your boys out, and you've been tapping trees to get some maple syrup.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Tell us about that.
I'm an avid outdoorsman. That's my other passion. And I've been tapping red maple trees up at the 60 acres my dad has kind of northeast of town. And, you know, I love hunting. I love fishing. I mean, I grew up in northern Minnesota. I grew up on the range, and that's just the kind of stuff that we do, you know? And I never wanted to make a life in a metropolitan area because this was my other passion, was outdoors stuff. And I just knew I needed that to be a part of my life. And, you know, we're creating a nice little artistic scene up in the North Country. You know?
Right.
There's good stuff going on. You know, there's people that are, you know, painting. There's people that are sculpting. There's musicians, you know. Rich is a fine example of that. And they're finding a way to carry on.
Well,
so, yeah, the trees have been tapped. We're going to probably get about 3 gallons of syrup, which means that's like, you know, 80 bathtub loads of sap that you have to boil. No, it's not that much, but it's a long process. But, you know, if you enjoy doing it, it's wonderful.
So tell us quickly, how does the process work? What time of year do you go out to tap the trees? How long does that take? How do you take all the sap back and then boil it down to that great syrup?
Yeah, you know, it's basically when your days start getting above 32, in the evenings get beneath 32, that's when the sap really starts to flow. So
okay.
We've been doing it for a couple weeks now, you know, and I don't do I don't have a massive operation. I do like 20 trees, and I just have a hand drill bit, and, you know, you just drill your hole, and got some taps from L&M Supply, and put them in there, and take a couple of, I just use juice jugs that are left over, pop a hole, and hook them onto it, and then every day, me and my kids just go out and collect the sap, pour it into a 5-gallon bucket, and then bring it into the house and strain it and get all the junk out of it. And we just boil it right down on the stove in the house. And
wow.
Your house smells like an IHOP, you know. It's like maple flavor everywhere. So.
I love IHOP now that I'm plus 55 for those cheap pancakes.
Yeah, there you go.
but I also, it's funny you mentioned L&M Supply, because there used to be one on the north side of Virginia when I was in, God, was I seventh grade? And they also sold records at L&M Supply.
Kidding.
Yeah, and that's where I bought my first copy of Neil Young's After the Gold Rush, was at L&M Supply.
Oh, fantastic. God, I love that album.
Oh, it's my favorite Neil Young record, really.
Yeah, me too.
So, Sam Miletich, what when you're not playing or rehearsing or writing, what do you like to listen to?
That's a really good question. You know, I have a really wide range of stuff that I like to listen to. Actually, recently, just because of the way my hearing's gone, I've been listening to a bunch of Jaco Pastorius. Because,
oh, I love Jaco.
Yeah, like one of the things that happened is like my bass hearing came back. So when I put on these Bose headphones, it's like it sounded like I was hearing equally because I'm listening to like a Jaco record where he's playing like solo electric bass. And it's like, oh, God, this is like. So I call it my Jaco therapy. You know, I put my headphones on and listen to some fretless electric bass. So, yeah, anyways, right before you called, that's what I had on my headphones.
One of my favorite top 10 records of all time is Bright Side's Life with Bob Moses, Pat Metheny, and Jaco Pastorius. I just...
of course.
And then anytime Jocko's with Joni Mitchell on there, I've got every record. We've had Sam Miletich on for the whole show. Sam, I really appreciate your time. I really appreciate your honesty. I love your music. And you and I got to do a gig together here one of these days. Just two guitars.
Happily.
Yeah. And so,
happily.
So is it sammiletichmusic.com or just sammiletich.com?
Sammiletichmusic.com.
And that's M-I-L. And that's...
T-I-C-H.
What the hell is
that's
that?
That's right.
What was
okay,
that?
No, sorry, Mike. Let me try this again. Yes, it's sammiletichmusic.com.
M-I-L-T-I-C-H. Sam, thanks so much. I look forward to seeing you. I'm going to get up there in a couple of weeks up to the range. I've got a couple of projects I'm working on. I'll give you a buzz. Maybe we can get together for lunch.
I'd love it.
Thanks for listening to the Wall of Power Radio Hour. This show was produced by Paul Metza, engineered by Brett Johnson, and the studios at AM 950 in Eden Prairie, which is neither Eden nor a prairie. We want to thank our guests this week, Sam Miletich. I want to invite you out to see me play. I play every Thursday night at Shaw's Bar with the great Willie Walker and or Sonny Earl, depending who's on the road and who's in town. 16th and University in Northeast Minneapolis. Follow me at paulmetza.com. And if you are a business or have an event coming up and want to advertise to a very committed audience, get hold of us at comments@am950. That will direct you to me. Like my dad used to say, remember to be kind and make someone happy.